Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. I don't know if you can actually hear me, so I'm going to bring DC in to make sure that I am being heard. DC, can you hear me?
Hello, Barbara.
Okay, so my phone is working, huh? You see?
I'm here.
Okay. Welcome to Morning with
Jesus.
It's time for you to grab my favorite beverage.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, did I lose you, Barbara? Hello?
Okay. My phone is doing weird things today. So we will start out by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. I can hear you again. Yay! Hi, everyone.
So weird.
It is weird, but we're connected now. That's all that matters. And I'm just so blessed by, you know, this connection that we have. These mornings, I'm so filled with, you know, our daily dose of vitamin D that it's overflowing, and I think it's just going to go out and it's going to touch everyone. But I am the magical DC love. If you don't believe me, just ask Barbara. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, as well as being a radio show host, as you know. And I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. And the really, really beautiful thing about our connection is that she's left this door open, and others, you know, on the other side, they have walked through it. And it has given me access to the most fascinating mixture of divine source. It also provides me with the ability to really work with like a whole variety of people. And prior to these beautiful changes that, you know, I went through, I had a work background that was in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am. But more importantly, love is really what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to as well. This is the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC love. Barbara, are you still with me?
Okay, DC, can you hear me now?
I can, yes, I can hear you now, thank goodness. It makes it a whole lot easier because I didn't know if anybody could hear me.
Well, apparently it's my phone. This is like, I've called Blog Talk 4 times this morning.
Wow. Well, I hung up and called back in again because I didn't know if it was me. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay, so you finished your introduction of yourself?
I did. I hope everyone heard it.
I'm assuming that they did, since it seems to be just my phone. You should be fine.
Okay. Sounds great. Well, we're going to make sure that your sound is fine, too, because we need both of our sounds working.
That's true. All right.
Yes.
So I will introduce myself, and hopefully everything is now working amazingly well. Except for my computer. Okay. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help men and women of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my connection to divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in my life and in everyone else's. I stand in that unconditional love for every session, which makes my sessions a safe place because nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or me by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll see Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you are looking for. Okay, so now everything seems to be working, so see, what messages do you have for us today?
Well, the first thing, Barbara, is I am guided to read a beautiful little prayer. It was written by Carrie Samuels, and it's entitled Calling in the Seven Powers Prayer. I give thanks to the divine for giving me the love, healing, and protection from the angels. I call upon Archangel Michael to release me from my fears so I may courageously live my heart's desires. I call upon Archangel Uriel to transmute my feelings of shame and guilt so I may love myself with compassion. I call upon Archangel Gabriel to assist me in speaking my truth so I may share my unique messages with the world. I call upon Archangel Raphael to imbue me with your light of healing so I may feel vibrantly healthy. I call upon Archangel Jophiel to show me the world through angel eyes so I may see myself and others with beauty. I call upon Archangel Jeremiah to give me the gift of spiritual vision so I may have crystal clarity about my soul's purpose. I call upon my guardian angels to wrap me in your loving wings of protection so I may feel your love and be loved. I ask for all beings to know and feel the love of angels and experience your light. Thank you for being with me, my loved ones, always. Amen. And with that being said, the first message is a really small message, but it's really important. Wanting to be someone else is a waste of the person that you are. Be happy just being you. It's not as hard as you think, and nobody's perfect. Love yourself first. And please don't compare yourself to others. Feel the love within you and then share that love with the world and spread your love all over the planet. You just may change someone's life and pay it forward. It's empowering to you and the person you reach out to. Be the change that you want to see, and don't wait for someone else to be that loving person. You'll not only raise someone else's self-esteem, but you're going to have a positive effect both on a physical and an emotional level, as well as their sense of well-being. Show compassion and kindness, and allow your love to flow freely to others. And remember, there's no one in the world quite like you. Enjoy your uniqueness and don't dim your light. No one can duplicate you. Always value who you are and be in touch with your true self. Accept yourself just the way you are. Yep, just the way you are right now. Being different is a beautiful gift. Embrace your purpose and let your light shine. God created you, and he made you different for a reason. You are his unique masterpiece. Don't try to fit in. What makes you valuable is how truly different you are. You have a specific purpose, and be thankful for what God has given you. Just be you and share your unique gifts with the world. The planet will be a happier, more loving place. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, I just want to wish you and everyone else a belated, Happy Earth Day, which was, of course, on Sunday. And I just really enjoyed Earth Day this year. And I got out and I was digging, in Mother Earth, which was amazing. The day was beautiful here, and I just, oh my goodness, I couldn't have asked for a nicer day. And the angels, you know, wished everyone a happy Earth Day, and they asked that we remember now to care for God's creation, you know, on April the 22nd, which was Earth Day, but every day, and let the plan of love and light restore our beautiful planet. And Barbara, that's what I have for today.
Thank you, DC. Okay, so here is what Jesus wants to say to us all right now. Beloved one, remember you are our creator. We say this so that everyone, including Barbara Grace, will remember that your thoughts, your beliefs are creating. And when you are in a situation where it seems like something is happening, and it's happening over and over and over, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, why is the world against me? You need to let that go. You need to think about what you are thinking that is creating what you are experiencing. Sometimes we give you little reminders that you are a creator. So embrace those reminders. And let go of the whole idea that it's something out there that's causing everything in your life. And start accepting that it is you and the power within you that is creating everything in your life. And when you are coming from that power, you can be very clear about what it is you wish to create. You wish to have a life that flows with grace and ease, and that is what you will focus on. That is what you will create. That is what you will live. If you wish to have a life filled with chaos and clutter, then that is what you will focus on. That is what you will create. That is what you will live. You live what you believe, what you think, what you feel. And so if you want to make changes to your life, begin with yourself. And this is true no matter what the changes are, no matter what's happening in your life, no matter where you live, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situations, it always begins with you. You came here in order to create the life that you are living. And you have choices about what that life is like. Recognize that. Recognize yourself. Recognize the power within you. Now, you may call that power God, source, creator, universe, whatever name you want to give it, it's fine. It's your power. You can name it Fred if you want to. But it is your power. And you do have it. Every last one of you has it. It's impossible for you not to have it. So come from that power within you and start creating your life right now, in this moment, based on what it is you truly desire. Okay, I feel like he was talking straight to me.
Well, I love when I heard your name and stuff, because it was just so cool. They were, at that moment, it was you, Barbara Grace, and you alone when you said your name. It was so cool. I loved it.
Okay, so I am creating that this show will flow flawlessly.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful.
All right, so we have come to the portion of the show where we will answer questions from people in the chat room or people on the phone. You are in the chat room and you are logged in. Feel free to type whatever question you have. If you are on the phone, don't forget to press 1 so that lovely symbol comes up on the studio board and we know that you have a question. And we will now go to our caller from area code 443. Hi, who's this?
This is Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I am doing great. So what can we do for you today?
I would just like a message from my angels and guides on my journey. Anything they have to say.
Okay, wonderful. DC, what do you have for Kathy?
Yes, Kathy, the first thing I got around you were the letters J and B. So I feel that they are people that are in your life now, or they will be coming in your life, and they will be helping you in some way, okay? And I'm getting like this is a time for you. I feel like this is like sort of like really exciting. I don't know if you're feeling it now, but if you're not, you're going to be feeling it. I'm seeing like there's so much new coming your way. This is like a really magical time for you. If you don't have a specific sense of purpose and direction you're going to, okay? So just embrace what life has to offer you, you know, that is in the now and is coming up. And this is going to forever change your life, okay? So just, you know, enjoy this beautiful journey, Kathy, and get ready for all the magic that it involves, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to ask you, had you been outside or anything on Earth Day the 22nd, which was Sunday?
Yeah, I was outside for a little while.
Okay, because you have, do you know that you have like an amazing connection with Mother Earth?
No, I didn't know that.
You have this amazing connection. Please, you know, if it's sunny there, it's beautiful here, just try to get out there a little bit more, you know, daily if you can. And just, you know, think about what you want to create. And you're going to have all these amazing images and ideas, and bring a little notebook and everything and a pen and, you know, write them down, Kathy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just walk in nature, just, you know, soak up like, you know, like the sound, like just everything about it. And you're going to see how magical it's going to be for you. Okay. And as you do this, you know, just keep an open mind and everything, and an open heart, of course, you're going to see how abundance comes into your life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just relax out in nature and Mother Nature, when you're, you know, standing there and everything, hugging a tree, you know, just enjoying it all is so healing, okay? And I feel like it's going to be a magnificent place for you, okay? So what I'm getting is you've sort of been, Ginger's coming in, my dog Ginger, and she's saying, good morning, Kathy. You know, she likes to hear from you. And she's saying, thanks for calling in. She's saying, girlfriend, you've been thinking a little small. She wants you to think on a bigger, larger scale, okay? Okay, and she's just saying, trust what's coming your way, girlfriend. Trust the angels, you know, trust the universe. She's saying, you know, you don't have to be stressed. There's no need to, you know, have anxiety or anything like that. But please, like, start thinking just, like, a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe just, she's saying, play the game, you know, like, imagine your life, you know, what you're going to be doing. And she's saying, see yourself on this grand stage, Kathy, and everybody's come just to see you, okay? So imagine, like, what you're doing. And she's saying, you know, you're going to be comfortable with all of this, okay? And you've got to realize, like, to some degree and stuff, we do create our own reality by what we're, you know, imagining and thinking, Kathy, okay?
Yeah.
So just, Ginger's saying, just go with it, girlfriend, and, you know, ask the angels to come in, and they'll be with you every step of the way, okay? And Ginger's saying, you know, Mom, does she know that she's psychic, too? Did you know that you're psychic and you have some amazing abilities, Kathy?
Well, they say that, but, I haven't really.
And you're really intuitive as well, okay? So Ginger's saying, girlfriend, you've got to pay attention. It all has to do with what you're feeling, what you're sensing. Don't, you know, she's saying, you know, what they say. You feel it and you sense it. Pay attention to what you know, okay? Trust your own instincts. Especially when there's, like, certain people around you, maybe different situations. She's saying, Kathy, you instinctively will know what to do, and you're going to know what's right for you, okay? And she's saying,
yeah.
Of course, if it doesn't feel right, you know that it's something that you shouldn't do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But she's saying, girlfriend, you've got to love yourself more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the world that is all around us is sort of like a reflection of the world that is within us, okay?
Mm. Yeah.
And you are a beautiful soul, Kathy. I'm going to say that again. Kathy, you are a beautiful, beautiful soul, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So please, you know, really like love and value yourself more, because I feel like you don't know how beautiful and loving you are, and, you know, your self-worth. You have to really see you are this magnificent being, Kathy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Ginger's saying sometimes you don't stand up for yourself, you know? And she's saying you've got to, okay? She's saying, Kathy, you are this beautiful being of love and light, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just see yourself as, you know, God's perfect creation, okay? You are, as we all are, unique creations of God, okay? And she wants you to say every day, I am love and I am light, and I value and honor myself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as you do this, you're going to see more and more people are going to become more and more attracted to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's also saying there may have been like a situation in your life where there's something going on and there's like maybe like a little bit of maybe conflict or something. And the word I'm getting from Ginger, she's saying detach, Kathy. It's not worth it, okay?
Okay.
So just let it go. She's saying detach, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But please, I'm getting, oh my gosh, get outside in nature. Like I said, spend some time with Mother Earth and you're not going to believe what happens, okay?
Uh-huh.
And really, you know, don't be afraid to like speak your truth. Ginger's saying, girlfriend, just speak your truth, okay? Because you do so honestly and lovingly, okay? And if you mm-hmm. hold it within you, it's actually harmful, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to, you know, you're going to feel better and others are going to honor and respect you more and trust that beautiful power within, and it's so healing. And, Kathy, that's what I have. I hope that helps you.
Yeah, and it's funny because when you gave the initials JB, that's my husband's initial.
Okay. Awesome. Very cool. Love it.
Thank you.
Bless you, sweetheart. I love your voice. I love your smile. You're smiling
you.
When you said that, and I just love it. Thank you, Kathy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Kathy, let's hear what Jesus wants to say to you now. Here we go. Beloved one, it is like I have said earlier, it is the power within you that is creating. And when you are connected, when you see yourself as connected with that power, you are allowing yourself to create your own visions, your own dreams, your own desires. It is not a matter of someone outside of you needing to come and save you. It is time for everyone to let go of that whole victim-savior mentality. And we understand that so many of you are part of a religion called Christianity, which is based on victim-savior mentality, and that I am your savior. But it's not me. It's you. You are equal to me. You have just as much power as I ever did. You don't have to wait for anyone else to save you. You have everything you need within yourself. And it is waking up to that understanding of who you truly are that is what the world is going through now. Everyone is becoming empowered. And if you fight against that and fight to stay in that old mindset and think you have to wait for someone to come along and save you, your life will get more and more tumultuous because you are not living the truth. So spend some time every day just standing in your power. And you can do that in whatever way really works for you because it is your choice. It is your power. It is your creation. And I don't need to tell you what to do. This is time for you to recognize you and to start enjoying your creation. You are loved, very loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you, Kathy.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. When he talked about standing in your power, I was seeing this image of, like, Wonder Woman, you know, with her hands on her hips, standing there being powerful.
I'll have to practice that. Go get me a costume. Go buy me a costume.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for calling, Kathy, and we hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Thank you both. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So our next caller is from area code 757. Hi, who's this? Area code 757. Ah, there you
Hello.
Are.
Hi.
Hi.
Good
what's your
morning.
Name?
Alicia from Brandywine, Maryland. And
what
I was
can we
do
for you today, Alicia?
Well, I was wondering if my guides or angels had a message for me. Just feeling like just kind of at a loss if I'm on, if I'm following my purpose in life.
Let's find out what they want to say about that. Do you see?
Thank you.
Yes, good morning. I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
Alicia.
Alicia, good morning, hon. I'm getting the words confusion around you, indecision. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay, you don't have enough information at the present moment, is what the angels are saying, okay? So you sort of have to wait like a little bit longer is what I'm getting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just like you, like I said, please wait, because the more that you try to, you know, connect right now and like resolve this, I see you're just getting more confused, okay?
Yes.
So just, you know, ask your beautiful angels, ask Jesus, ask Mother Mary, ask your guides to come in. They can come in during your dream time, and they can give you, like, you know, some guidance that you are needing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as well, like, if you don't remember, you know, what you dream, you could always put that out there and say, please, allow me to, you know, get the guidance I need, but also to remember what you're telling me. And in the morning, you can write it down. You can journal it, okay?
Yes.
So when if you, I feel like there's a couple options before you, and you just, you know, you could ask yourself, you know, does this option feel good? And then ask yourself and see what you feel like within your stomach. That's
okay.
What is, you know, going to give you, you know, an indication. It feels nice and warm and fuzzy and stuff. It's a good, you know, it's a good option. But if you sort of get like, you know, like little prickly, you know, things or like sort of
mm-hmm.
like little pains, that's not a good option, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so like I said, just, and I'm getting like a conflict with you, and just as the last caller, like you have to detach and walk away is what I'm getting, honey, okay?
Right.
Okay,
right.
And, you know, you've got to, you know, you've got to know that what you believe is what you're creating, and there's no one or nothing that's going to harm you, okay? And you've got to realize that, okay? So,
okay.
Just, you know, you've got to get rid of those fears that you have and that beliefs. You've got to focus on the love and light that you have in you, that's around you and within, you know, every living thing. You know, when people ask me, you know, is there bad in the world? I said, it's not in my world. You know, I focus
right.
on love and light. Okay. So
right.
just know that you are always protected forever. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And let's see. I'm getting, you know, like you're on the right path. You're going to start manifesting. Okay.
Okay.
There's something that you've been wanting for quite a while is what I'm getting, and you're working towards that, okay? So stay
yeah.
focused, okay? And just, you know, continue to, you know, open your arms wide and say, you know, I'm open to receiving the blessings that the universe wants to bestow upon me, okay?
Okay.
Okay? And, honey, I'm getting there's like a lot of negative that's held within you, and it's got to be let go now, okay? Because you're filled up with all this negative energy, and all the good stuff wants to get in, but there's nowhere to put it, okay? So this positive,
okay.
beautiful, new energy, it really can't come in because you're so filled with negative energy. All
right.
Those unwanted emotions, okay? So what I want you to do is just relax right now. Just take a couple deep breaths. And I'm going to ask Barbara Grace to come in with Archangel Michael and do a little work on you if you're open to it.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, honey. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's let Archangel Michael do his wonderful chakra cleaning on you. So I want you to just take a nice deep breath, and Archangel Michael is pouring his beautiful chakra cleaner down through your crown chakra. And it's going down through each and every one of your chakras, cleaning and clearing and balancing them. And letting go of some of the yucky, gunky stuff that you've been hanging on to because you don't need that in your life.
Right.
Just breathe and let it happen. And this is happening to anyone who wants it to happen. All you have to do is say yes to Archangel Michael and he'll do it for you too. Oh, there's a lot of stuff in your root chakra that they're clearing out of you. Okay. All right, so Michael's giving me a thumbs up, so now we can let you hear your message from Jesus. So just relax and listen. Beloved one, first of all, I want you to let go of the worry, the doubt, the belief that you are not doing it right. Let that go. Because when you are focusing on those kinds of beliefs, then that is what you are creating in your life, and we don't see any need for you to ever create that. You have within you that connection to God, to source, to the universe, to power, to whatever terminology you prefer. You have that wisdom within you. It doesn't come from your mind. It comes from you, your higher self, your soul, your essence, the truth of who you are. So we want you to open more to that wisdom, to that knowing. And you will notice we said knowing, not believing. Beliefs are something that your mind creates. Knowing comes from the truth of who you are. Sometimes you just know. And there's no explaining it. And there doesn't need to be, because you are more than just a physical body. You are more than just a brain. You are so much more. And so the power within you is there for you. You can utilize it. You can tap into it. You can talk to it. You can listen to it. It is you. You know what path is right for you. You always have known. You always will know. Start trusting your ability to know. And when you trust that ability to know and you listen to the wisdom within you, you will always make the right choice. Your brain may not agree with the choice you make, but that's fine, because you are not living for your brain. You live for your heart, for the truth of who you are. And you are so much more than you know. So open up. Open up to yourself, to the true you, to your essence, and start creating your life from there. And you will find that everything, everything, is resolved, and that you are becoming more than anyone ever imagined, including you. You have limitless possibilities. Allow your life to flow from them. Allow yourself to be the magnificent version of you, the most magnificent version of you. It is a choice. Okay. Does that help?
Yes, ma'am. I do appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
I feel so much better. So light.
Well, good. Ah, and, you know,
thank you.
Call back anytime you need. And you can also call on Archangel Michael and have him do the chakra cleaning on you. At your request. It doesn't have to be me. He listens to you too. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Alicia.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to go to our next caller. Hold on. All right. Area code 845. Hi, who's this?
Hello? Hi.
Hello?
Hi. I'm Megazin Mada. How are you?
Okay, say your name again.
I'm a Katy Mata. My name is Lena.
Lena.
It's Kat's mother, Barbara, Lena.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we have with us, the beautiful Lena.
Oh, thank
good
you.
Morning, good morning, Lena.
Good morning, sir.
It's so nice to hear your beautiful voice.
She don't mind. I got to rent an apartment in my house. You think I'm going to rent it this month?
Okay, can you repeat your question, Lena?
I got an apartment to rent.
Okay.
I want to know if I can rent it this month.
Okay, I'm getting a yes, but you know what? Lena, you've got to let go of, you know, the way you think about money, okay? The angels are saying, you know, just think positively. Keep your emotions in check when it comes to, you know, matters where money is involved, okay?
Yes.
So just see yourself as if you already have it in your hands, Lena, okay?
Yeah, no, I asked that because the real estate thing was a trick. It was to say, I got a lot of people to bring it over. And now I ask, I say, I don't want to bring a couple of people about you. I don't have nobody. We got to wait a few days. So that's why I ask.
Just, you know, visualize that it's there already. You have it, okay? And your beautiful husband is coming in, and he wants you to start living your life again, okay?
Okay.
He's with you, and he's with Kat, and he's giving you and Kat all the strength and support you need to get through everything that you're going through right now, Lena, okay?
Yes, yes, yes.
And he wants you to always, you know, do something for yourself, you know, and Kat as well, do something for yourself. He wants the two of you to go out and just have a little bit of fun. And, you know, he's saying, you know, that you're so good to, like, others and everything, but you never think about yourselves, the two of you. And the both of you deserve so much, all the good that life has to offer. So he's asking that, you know, you be good to yourselves, okay?
I'm a lucky lady. I'm gonna go through. I'm a lucky lady.
You are a beautiful, lucky lady, and you have a beautiful daughter, and she has a beautiful mother. And your husband is so proud of the both of you, Lena. He loves the both of you so much, and he's there with you, and he's with you every day. And I'm also getting—is there something coming up? Is there like some kind of a special day coming soon?
Oh, my birthday.
Okay, because, he's going to be there. I see him sitting at a table there, and he has a hat on. So if you're at home and you celebrate with Kat, just, you know, leave a little, like, a setting for him, a play setting, and know that he will join you, honey, okay?
I know.
Yeah, he's with you, and he's going to join you, Lena. And like I said, please know that he's going to help you with, you know, all your issues.
No.
He's never, you know, he's never away from you guys. He's always there.
No.
He loves you so much, and he's saying, Lena, please stop being so hard on yourself, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. I'm getting a letter D, like a D, and I don't know, it's someone in spirit with a letter D. Do you have any idea who it could be? I believe it may be a woman, but the letter D.
D.
D as in DC, but it's a woman in spirit.
Oh, my neighbor. My neighbor. Okay. Long time ago.
Okay. And she's just saying, you know, like, she wants you to enjoy your life, and she's there. She wants to help you as much as she can. Okay. And, Lena, your family on the other side, they're so proud of you and Kat, you know. So, but she, too, is there to help you. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and Jesus. Okay, Lena?
Yes. God, they're going
to help. Okay. Honey, thank you for calling in. Barbara?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Lena, here is what Jesus wants to say to you. Here we go. Beloved one, I am with you. I am with you. I am always with you. You are very important to me, and I am always with you. Talk to me. Anytime you have any questions, anytime you have anything that you need to say, talk to me. I always listen. You are important to me. I am with you. I say this over and over so that you will realize that you are not ever alone, that you are not ever needing to figure things out on your own, that you can always talk to me, you can rely on me, that I will bring you the information that you need so that you can make the best choices in your life. Your life is allowed to flow. You are allowed to be happy. You are allowed to have whatever you desire. You are allowed to create a magnificent life. Let go of all of those beliefs that say you can't, because they're not true. And start accepting that you can. This is your life. You are loved. God loves you. And God wants nothing but the very best for you. Open your heart and accept that. Open your heart and live that. And let go of everything else. You are loved. You are so very, very loved. You are loved. And you deserve it. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. All right, we have gone through all of our callers that had their hands up. If you have a question or want to hear a message and you are one of our callers and you have not raised your hand, remember to press the number 1. And we have a caller now with their hand up. And this is 1111111111. Let's see if it's Queen. Let's see. Hi, who's this?
It is Queen. Patience is my virtue. One of them. Anyway, how are both of you, beautiful spirits?
Oh, we're wonderful, Queen. Thank you for calling in. Ginger is just jumping up and down and doing her happy dance.
Well, Ginger, I'm sure happy and dancing. I love it. I love
she
it.
Loves
how
it. One of my favorite people. It's Queen, Mom. It's Queen. I said, yes, yes. My goodness.
I love it. I love it. Apparently, all is well with Ginger as well. I called to get just to share some things and to hear some things, some wonderful things, I'm sure. I made the declaration of when I was going to finish my book, and the other day, maybe yesterday, day before, when I was sleeping or whatever in my dream time, I began to see the book. Oh, and yesterday I began to see the book, being able to read the book before it's, you know, actually finished. And yesterday I went to, I was guided to a site that I had been before but didn't know it did this, didn't know it do what it do. And I made my cover for my book. Well, one of the potential covers anyway. And that was like so magical. Now, this is after me beginning to see the book revealing itself to me. And I began to realize, too, that all the many titles that were running through my spirit, my mind, my heart, were my chapters. The title is still yet to be finally determined. So any insight and information in terms of the creation of this masterpiece, number one, my first masterpiece in this format, in this life.
Okay. Well, Ginger is saying, you know, don't do anything too fast, Queen, okay? And, you know, stay centered. And she's saying relax a little bit more and take it easy, okay? She feels like there might be like a little bit of stress in your life and she wants you to get rid of it, okay? And she's asking you to like always honor your feelings, you know, and feel what you're feeling and express yourself. And she's saying, you know, whatever way you want to express yourself, if you want to take a walk, if you want to dance, you know, if you want to do something else, like whatever it is that resonates with you, she's saying do it. Okay, and I don't know if you do deep breathing exercises, Queen, but Ginger suggests them and saying, you know, they would be awesome.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm getting, you know, like once in a while, you know, take a nap. Okay, and I don't know... what else is she saying? Okay. So do you get outside at all and, like, you know, resonate with Mother Nature, Queen?
Oh, I'm out here now. Definitely.
Okay, beautiful. Because she's showing me you outside. You know, she's saying, Mom, she's outside. Okay, so Mother Nature, oh, my gosh, is so important, you know, for you to get out there and to get those ideas, okay? And Ginger is saying, you know, she's saying, I have an animal just for you, Queen, and she's saying it's the wolf. And the wolf is letting you know, Queen, that you are always protected, okay? And you've got to trust that, okay? And, you know, there may have been, you know, like sometimes, like she showed me like the past where you've been hurt, and it's time to move beyond like any of that. And know that, like you said, you know, like she's with you if you think of her, the angels are with you, but you are always protected, okay? And I'm getting sort of like you've got to like let down those barriers. You still have some barriers up. And Ginger's saying, Queen, don't hold back, okay? And she was a little crazy and really express yourself. Okay? So she's saying, you know, trust yourself, trust your intuition. And she's saying, you know, I'm getting you're holding on to something from the past, Queen, you know? And it's sort of clogging you up just a little bit, okay? So, like I said, I'm going to again ask, you know, our beautiful Barbara Amazing Grace to come in with Archangel Michael. You do have a couple blockages, and they're not yours anymore. They don't belong to you. You've got to get rid of them, okay?
Okay.
Because you're going to see, once those blockages are cleared, you're going to have more of this beautiful, new flowing energy that's coming, and it's going to be amazing. Okay, so we're going to get rid of, like, that old debris that's in there that you don't need anymore. And Ginger saying, Queen, you're going to feel so, so much better. And resonate with that beautiful wolf synergy, she's saying. And she's saying, you're on this beautiful sacred path, and she's calling you a beautiful goddess. You yourself are a beautiful goddess. And you're going to see that, you know, you're going to start really manifesting so much, Queen, okay? Things that you've been, you know, like really dreaming about, you know, they're coming in and you're manifesting them. And she's showing you, like, you know, money falling from heaven, you're going to have many blessings, okay? So just continue on your true, you know, your true path, you know, and keep those goals, you know, there and keep honoring yourself. And you're going to see how everything just, like, comes into place here is what I'm getting. And, Queen, you're not only, she's saying, writing this new book, but you're going to see that, you know, there's going to be, you know, like, you're going to have this beautiful, renewed sense of purpose. And she's showing me, like, you are walking outside, and you're walking down this, it's a divine path, Ginger says, Mom, she's on a divine path. And there's beautiful trees, and there's flowers, and the sun is shining. And you look up at the sun, and Ginger's saying, Queen, the sun is not only in the sky, it's in your beautiful soul. You're seeing your own reflection.
Mm.
Okay? So she's saying you don't have to figure out everything right now, you know, all at once. She's saying just take it one step at a time. And she's saying, you know, give yourself a beautiful pat on the back because you are doing an amazing job, Queen. You are magnificent. Okay? And, you know, the more that you love yourself and, you know, and put that love out there, the more love is going to come to you is what she's showing me. And she's saying that, you know, that you are a teacher of others, Queen, that you're here to teach others on the planet as well. Okay? But she's saying, you know, that you do have, like, a little bit of a sensitivity. You're a very sensitive person. And, again, you know, you are always protected. You know, no one can harm you, Queen, okay? So she's just letting you know, she said, because, Mom, she is a little bit sensitive. Okay? Okay, what else is she showing me? And she's saying, Queen, you know, at this time as you, you know, are connecting with us here, your intuition, she's showing me a switch, and it's all the way up. She's saying, wow, your intuition is so strong right now. So just trust what you're getting and, you know, and follow the happiness that's coming with this, Queen, okay? Stand in your beautiful power. So, of course, when I say stand in your power, I see the solar plexus chakra, and that's, you know, in the upper stomach, and the color is like a beautiful sunshine yellow, okay? And the happier that you, you know, can become, the more that beautiful yellow, you know, color is going to vibrate off you and you're going to spread it to others. It's just, it's the most amazing, you know, it's like, she said, it's liquid sunshine. You're going to just spread it all over the place. Okay?
Beautiful.
But she's saying, Queen, you're doing what you're supposed to do and you are going in the right direction. And that's basically what we have for you, Queen. I hope that resonates with you. And resonate with that beautiful energy of the wolf, Queen, okay?
You know, this morning I went to, I was guided to from someone else's post, Women Who Run With Wolves. So there you have
wow.
it with the wolves. Yeah.
Wow.
And
wow.
And the
last time I spoke with you, you spoke to me about stress. And this time,
okay.
You had never done before. I would like a little more insight. I'm getting ready for a show, a huge show, and I usually, when I create my jewelry, I create in a different kind of flow, so I'm moving in a different direction, and I know that's where the stress is coming from, the energy. It's almost like the metal and I are fighting, having fun.
Okay, can I just ask, this is me asking you, like, what kind of jewelry do you create, Queen?
Oh, magical healing, one-of-a-kind pieces. I work with stones and various metals. I make, I call them talismans. They are, but they're channeled through me. So
wow.
I sit down. I might make a, say, a ring, and it could turn into a bracelet, or a bracelet can turn into a headdress, unbeknownst to me. But see, what I've been doing this time with, which I noticed, which I've never done this before, and it gets where the stress is coming from because I wanted to have enough ready. Usually I would have, you know, I'd be working along my life path, and I would have, I'd be ready. But I hadn't been creating like I used to create. So
okay.
I know changes are coming in that, and
okay.
in my working with the metal.
Right. Didn't you say, Queen, let's... stress, honey. She's saying, please just let go of the stress and open up to the beauty of what you're creating. Let the joy come in. And she's saying, as you're creating this, you know, she's saying you're spiritually guided, and it's healing you on other, it's healing you on so many different levels before it heals others. Okay?
Sure.
Yes. So she's saying, you know, make sure you keep taking those walks outside and express your feelings and let the joy fill your heart and infuse, like, everything you do with that beautiful joy. And I'm sure that you're listening to music, too, you know. And she's just saying, you know, Queen, you yourself, you are a miracle, and resonate with that, okay? So shift, you know, shift whatever you're feeling that's causing the stress. She said, please try to shift it to having joy. And just focus on the joy, Queen, okay? Because what you're doing now, you're going through, like, this beautiful spiritual awakening, okay? And it's oh, my gosh, I'm getting, it's an immense awakening, okay? So just, you know, start, I see a sponge, and Ginger's just soaking up, like, all the information that you're getting from Spirit and the universe, okay? And she's saying, let it be your guide, okay?
Okay.
But you're doing an amazing job, and she's saying, just, like, let go of the stress, Queen. There's no need to have the stress. Connect with the joy, you know, enjoy this awakening, and keep being the miracle that you are, okay? And I'm getting, you know, like, I'm going to ask Barbara to connect now with your heart chakra, okay, so that your heart is completely open and to allow, like, nothing but love to come in, Queen, okay? So open your arms for me, if you can, and just, you know, be open to receiving the love that, you know, that the universe and the angels and the divine want you to have, okay? And just keep affirming how lovable you are, Queen, okay?
Okay.
And allow your beautiful heart to be filled with that unconditional love. Barbara?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
And Ginger.
Okay. So... there was so much stuff coming to me while she was talking. Like, it was being shown all this stuff, and Jesus was just chatting with me about all this stuff that's going to happen with you. And now I'm here, and it's like, am I supposed to tell her, or is she even going to tell her, or what are we going to do? Okay, so this is probably actually going to be a kind of a process that he's going to do with you. And I'll just let him do it. Okay. Beloved one, what we want to do is to assist you in letting go and going deeper. We understand that you have a tremendous connection with your own higher self, and you do. But you also have some of those old beliefs that you are still giving your power away to. And you are doing this because you think that this is for the good of others. And we want you to bring that power back into yourself, to fully allow yourself to
tap into your own wisdom, your own power. So we want you to just breathe. While we are making adjustments to you now, disconnecting you from those places where you have been sending your power. And part of this was done because you are always trying to protect others. And we are just taking your power and bringing it back to you. Now, this does not mean that you are leaving other people vulnerable, because you aren't. They have power within them. They're fine. This is just bringing you back to you, to fully allowing yourself to be as powerful as you are, to fully embracing your power, your knowing, your essence. This is about you allowing yourself to know the answers to every question that you have ever had, to knowing that it is there for you right now, in this moment. You are a magnificent creation of the Creator. And you are coming more and more into that knowing, into that power in every moment. And we are just helping you with that, opening you up to you. And you may feel lighter now as you are disconnecting. You have so many places where you have tried to protect so many. And you don't need to be worried about any of that. So we are unhooking you from each and every one of those. Don't worry, the love stays. The love always stays. But it is the way that you make others more important than you make yourself that we are disconnecting. And in some cases, you have fears concerning these people. And we are disconnecting that too, so that you can stand firmly in the truth of who you are and know you are one. You are loved. Wow. Oh, that feels so incredible. Okay, how do you feel?
I feel revealed more to myself. Interesting thought, revelation. Happy to let more things go and accept that everybody is good. Everybody is good unto themselves. And I thank you both, and I accept that my processes are different, and that was my stress in terms of creating my jewelry. It was a different way. A different way, and for this time, and I will bless my creations and continue on my path with joy and happiness. And I feel ready to go into my studio, leave my garden and go into my studio and create.
Wonderful. Wonderful. There's this deep sense of deepening happening within you. I don't know what else to say about it. It just feels like you're just getting deeper and deeper.
I accept. Thank you. Once again, and I shall return in some shape and form for real, over and over and over again. Over and over and over again.
It's all good, Ginger Saiyan Queen. It's all good.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. And
okay,
Barbara,
now.
Ginger had a message. She's saying, you gave Queen, like one of my animals. She's saying, what about Auntie Barbara? I said, well, let me know, Ginger. And she's showing me for you this magnificent creature. It's a beautiful black panther, and it's the message she was, follow your passion, Barbara, and just expect the unexpected, because within your soul, you just have like this urge to keep creating. And I just keep getting, you know, Ginger's showing me, Mom, she's creating more and more and more and more. So, you know, don't be afraid of, like, all of this that's coming your way, okay? And just, she shows me, like, you're stepping into this new area, and it's safe, and, you know, just embrace this time and just create and know that you yourself are safe, you know?
Okay.
Because there's going to be a lot of unexpected things coming your way, you know, and she's saying that it's almost like, you know, like I have to do this, I have to create is what she's showing me, that the feelings that you have within, okay, and it is safe, don't put it to the side, just go with it, Barbara, and just, you know, be that beautiful, magnificent panther, oh my goodness.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, and we have a question from the chat room. Rose Quartz wants to know, what messages does she have from Jesus and her guides? So what are you getting for Rose Quartz?
Oh, well, I'm still in your energy, Barbara. Give me a second to take a couple of breaths, because I'm in Barbara's energy from Ginger. I'm sorry about that, but I've got to get a couple of deep breaths here. Okay, we've got to go now to Barbara. From Barbara to Rose Quartz, Ginger. We can't hold on to Barbara's energy, even though she wants to. Okay. Okay, I think I'm back. Okay, so Rose Quartz, I'm getting that you've been worrying about finances, and, you know, there's nothing to worry about. I'm getting, Ginger's showing me, like, oh, my gosh, like, there's dollar bills falling from heaven everywhere. So just be ready, because money is going to enter your life. Okay, and have faith that the universe will always provide, okay? And, you know, if you feel like there's not enough money, you know, that's what you're putting out to the universe. In other words, you don't want any more money. Just say thank you, and thank you for all the blessings, and open your arms, like, really wide to receive, is what I'm being shown, okay? And, again, you know, you two are you are safe. No one can hurt you, okay? So just believe that. The angels are with you. Your guides are with you. Mother Mary is there. You know, Jesus is here, and Ginger will even stand on guard if you ask her, okay? And you're walking this beautiful path. Keep walking. It's going to be so fulfilling. It's an amazing path, so keep going forward on that beautiful path. And make sure as you go that you see, you know, that you too are this beautiful divine being, Rose Quartz, and honor the, you know, the beautiful person within, okay? And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, you got to decide what you want right now. You know, what do you want to experience in your life, okay? You've got the power. Go for it, okay? And she's showing me, like, an entire family on the other side. It's all your ancestors. And she's saying, girlfriend, just draw upon their wisdom. They are here to guide you. They are so wise, okay? So she's saying, you know, you sort of have, like, limited beliefs about yourself. You've got to let go of that. And you've got to really, you know, step into your power. And she's saying, when you do, you're going to see that you could do absolutely anything, okay? So she's saying, you know, you've got everything that you need within you. You just have to maybe meditate, go within. And she's saying, you know, on some level, on a higher level, you already know what you want to do. So this is the time to just trust what you're getting. And she's saying, you know, connect with that beautiful, authentic power that's within you, okay? And, of course, as Barbara, you know, has said, like, earlier in the show, the power is within all of us. It's that the divine power, you know, that's there for everyone. You've got to trust that power, and, you know, now it's time to access it, okay? So she's saying, you know, I don't know if you meditate, but meditation would really help. And Barbara, that's what I have for rose quartz.
Okay. And here is what Jesus has for your rose. Beloved one, you are more than you believe. And we realize that we say this to so many different people, but in every case, it is true. You have all been taught to believe that you are small and insignificant, that you can only do so much. And you are taught this over and over in a variety of ways. It could be the songs you listen to on the radio. It could be the television that you watch, the movies that you watch, the books that you read, the internet feeds that you have. You are taught this over and over, that you are not enough. And we want you to know that that's not true. And we are clearing this belief from within you right now as we speak to you. There are angels working on you, disconnecting you from this belief that you are not enough. Because you are enough. You were created with an amazing gift. And that gift is your life. And that includes your life in every aspect of your being. You are connected with the one who created you. You really do have the power of God, the creator, the source, the supreme being, the universe within you. Yes, you are important. You are powerful. You are significant. And you are coming more and more into that power. And as you do, sometimes it feels very frustrating and stressful to you because things are changing. They are not as they have always been, and you're not really sure how to deal with it. And when that happens, we want you to just breathe. Just breathe. Nice, deep breath. You don't need to figure it out. And when you are just breathing, you are opening to your own knowing, to your own wisdom, to having the answers come to you miraculously from whatever direction they are coming. And we provide you with answers over and over and over, so it's not like it's only once. And if you miss it, you'll never get your answer. We give you many, many opportunities to have the answers that you're looking for, because we want you to succeed. We always want you to succeed. Trust in that. Trust in that knowing that your success is the will of God. And just breathe as we disconnect you from all of the beliefs that you are not enough. You no longer need that in your life. And the beautiful divine light of love is shining into every cell of your being right now. And this is happening for anybody else that wants it to happen as well. Because each of you is a beautiful child of the Creator. And you are loved unconditionally. And you deserve the best in every aspect of your life. Accept this. Know this. And live this. You are enough. And you are loved. Okay, Rose Quartz, that's what he wanted to say to you. Oh, I just love the energy we're getting today.
It's amazing, Barbara. Oh, my goodness, it really is.
Oh, yes, it is. Look, I'm almost floating on a cloud now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so remember, if you have called in, you must press the number 1 so that we know that you have a question. Otherwise, we just leave you alone and let you listen. And the choice is yours, and we're fine with it, no matter which way you go. But since you've called in, if you have a question, you might as well ask it, right? So we will go to the caller from area code 208. Hi, who's this?
This is Janae.
You say Janice?
Janae.
Jenny, okay.
Janae, like Renee. I'm sorry.
Janae.
Okay.
Awesome.
Janae. Okay.
Yeah, Janae,
so
like Renee.
For you today, Janae?
I lost my mom and dad, and I'm before I was even 40. I didn't have that time to even grow old with them. And I'm just wondering, are they sending me any, I live through spirit. So I'm very mindful. I'm just trying to figure out what their message, what they're trying to tell me. You know, can you tell me?
Beautiful. Okay.
Well, you know what, Janae? The first thing I got is your mom is saying she's never left you, either has your dad, except their body is, you know, their physical body is no longer with you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm getting, I don't know, like I see you, your mom, and your dad sitting down at a table and eating. What is, like, something that the three of you enjoyed eating together?
Tater tot casserole.
Hey, well, you know
or
what?
Tuna casserole.
Okay, so the next time that you make the tuna casserole, just set out a plate setting for, you know, your parents while you have your dinner, hon. And you want to feel their presence. They really want to enjoy that meal with you, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm just seeing, like, and then just, you know, raise a glass, whether it has milk in it, it has water, it has wine, whatever's in the glass, raise that glass and just make a toast in their honor, okay?
Okay. Oh, that's so sweet. I can do that.
Yeah, and I'm getting, you know, Janae, your mom is saying, you know, it's time for you to just, you know, she wants you to do something new, okay?
Yeah, and I have that feeling, too, and I'm just trying to figure out what. I don't know. I have MS, and I'm disabled.
She's showing me she's walking behind you, and she's trying to give you, like, a little nudge, you know?
Always. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, she's saying, come on, I'm with you. You can do this, Janae. She's saying, you know what, just whatever makes you happy. While you're trying to figure it out, the easiest way to do it, Janae, is just connect with your joy. What is it that you like to do? What brings you joy? You know, what's fun brings you joy?
I love helping others. I've been through a lot. And I like
right.
to be able to peer counsel others, you know. I feel that's my life purpose.
Okay,
to let them
I'm not
know
talking about
how much I've been through.
I want you to do something just for you. That's beautiful, and, you know, embrace it. But now this is just only about you, hon. This is something to bring your joy into
you.
Oh,
that's so hard for me. She knows that,
but you've
too.
Got to think about it and stuff, maybe reflect. But you've got to just do something that, you know, that just resonates with you, okay?
Because okay.
when you connect with your joy, everything else just falls into place. You're going to manifest, you know, everything that you're wanting, okay?
Oh, because
right now I do see, you know, like you're filled with confusion. Your mom is, like, showing me, like, the inside. She's, look inside there. She's filled with confusion, hon, okay?
Oh, yeah, I am.
There's doubt. There's a little bit of frustration. And, you know, now we're in the beautiful season of spring, and life is ever-changing. And she said, your mom is saying, you know, your life is changing too, Janae, okay? You're coming into a beautiful cycle where you're going to be creating, you know? And she's saying, you know, it's going to be magnificent. Wait till you see what's on the horizon for you, hon. Okay, so you've really got to just think about what brings you joy, okay?
Okay.
And you're saying, my dog is very wise. She's saying she's just a furry divine creature. She's saying,
oh,
girlfriend,
she
just...
She always was.
Yeah, she's saying, girlfriend, decide what you'd like to experience. This is just for you. Okay? And she's saying, when you decide, you know, what it is that you want to do, she's saying, girlfriend, you got the power. It's going to manifest, okay? And she's saying, your mom and dad are very wise, and they're there to help you. And she's saying, you know, you don't believe enough in yourself. You've got to believe in Janae, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to connect with that beautiful
everything.
Power within, hon. You've got, she's saying, you've got the power, girlfriend. Okay?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I keep feeling something like that, you know.
I know she's so you've got to do something just for you then. You've got to do something just for you, something to make you happy.
It's just so hard.
Okay, and she, you know what, if you'd like,
I'll
go on a walk
selfish.
With you.
Huh?
Yeah, but You're not being selfish. You have to take care of you first to help others. You've got to take care of Janae.
But that's why he's my ex-husband, too.
Well, Janae, my dog Ginger's saying, girlfriend, let's start off by going for a walk. So whenever you have time to get out and smell everything, and she's just sniffing and it, like, really taking in everything that's out there right now.
Smell the air.
You know, you need a little bit of you know, it's going to clear your head, you know. And she's saying, I'll walk with you. If you don't have anybody to walk with, call me and I'll walk with you, okay?
She'll help me walk, too. I know. Every time I fall, I feel like something's catching me. I have MS, you know, like I said. I'm always falling. But I'm always feeling like I'm falling.
What is it?
I'm caught.
So I'm getting, Ginger's asking, like, what would your grandmother say to you if she wanted you out of the house? Ginger's saying, ask her.
Just go.
Because she's talking about grandma. And I see grandma opening a door, and she's like sort of like pushing you out the door, and she's saying, ask Janae what grandma would say. And she's saying, you know that it's good to be outside, you know, and get some sunshine and fresh air and everything, you know.
Just stand up and go, Janae.
Okay, well, that's just, you know, listen to that and get outside. And Ginger's saying, if you have nobody to walk with, I'll be there with you, okay? And I'm sort of getting that your dad is saying that, Janae, sort of you're looking for my approval, and he's saying, I approve of everything you're doing.
Aww.
Okay? And he loves you so much. Okay? He's just saying, you know, focus on what's important to you. Okay? But you already have their blessings. You have their approval. They're just filled with unconditional love, and they're there to help you to move forward on your beautiful path, Janae. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, that's what I have. I'm going to turn you, like I said, over to Barbara. And anytime you want to go for a walk and you don't have someone to walk with, like I said, Ginger, she'll go for that walk with you, honey, okay?
I know. It's hard, you know, having MS and walking. I have a torn ACL on top of it.
Yeah, and you know what? She's going to be walking with you, like with you guys and stuff. And she's been hanging out with Joan Rivers. So she's blinged out to the max. And she's got blonde hair extensions.
Who's that?
Ginger, she's been hanging out with Joan Rivers, so she wears a lot of bling. You know what I'm saying? Bling, bling going on. She's saying, and she's got the blonde hair. So she'll be dressed, you know, to go out there and really walk with your girlfriend. She can't wait. So she's saying, invite her on the walk with you guys, okay?
Oh, how sweet! I'm so happy to talk to you.
Well, you know what? You're not finished yet, Ginger. Saying you got to hold on. Auntie Barbara's coming on next. Auntie Barbara.
Okay. So, actually, I'm hearing from both of your parents, but mostly your father, and he's saying this for him and your mother. He's saying that one of the things that they did not teach you that they wish they had was to actually love and value yourself. You know, they were having you focus on being a good person out in the world, but not loving and valuing you because you deserve it. Because there's nothing you have to do to prove to anybody. You deserve to be loved by you.
And I do. I love myself, you know, deep, deep down.
No,
I do love who I am, and I love who I become, you know, this woman I've become.
But you put other people first.
I do.
And that's not an act of love towards you. And that's what he's talking
about.
But
I love others, too.
Yes, it's perfectly fine to love everybody in the world.
And my dad was all
about
me.
But the most
important
person in your life is you. The most important person in your life is you. And he wants you to start living from that truth, that the most important person in your life is you.
Is me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He says if you do that, then you'll find that so much of what you worry about or get concerned about is not necessary. Because you're not responsible for anybody else. You are not responsible for anybody else.
My kids, though.
Yeah.
You know.
No, you're not responsible for anybody else.
Besides myself,
Yes. And that includes children. That includes spouses. That includes boyfriends.
Well,
includes girlfriends.
I'm happily divorced. No.
Okay.
I don't want anybody in my life, you know. That's just the way I am, you know. Like, all they bring is drama or gossip, and I don't want it.
Okay. And there's some attachments that you have to other people, that there's a group of angels working on you right now, and they're disconnecting you from those attachments that are not for your highest good. They want you to do what is for your highest good in every moment. And if you do that, then it will automatically be for the highest good of others. So
just
it's a matter
of getting my book wrote. I just have this feeling I need to write a book to help, you know.
Okay. Well, then
and I need
start
to get
writing
that.
That book. You know, just get yourself a notebook, dedicate it to your book, and start writing. And don't worry about getting it right the first time. That's why they have editors and all those other people at publishing houses. It's just a matter of writing.
Getting it done.
You just need to write.
Yeah.
That's it. Just write it. That's it. Just write it. Don't worry
or
about
typing,
it. Don't critique it. Don't, however you want to do it. Actually,
I'm writing. I can't even read my own writing.
So.
I would. I would love to, but I can't even read my own writing because the MS got me.
Okay.
Bad.
Well, then,
like, get out of my life. I keep meditating, you know, trying to get rid of it. And I will. I'm gonna get rid of this.
One of the ways that you are going to do that is actually by opening up more and more to loving yourself. Because when you truly love yourself, you see that you deserve perfect health. And there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't have it.
Oh, thank you. And I will.
And
I'll stay open to loving me.
Okay.
Not just my children,
You know, it's you. Make you the most important person in your life. And they're showing me this huge billboard it's kind of like the Hollywood sign, only it says, Jenna deserves perfect health. And it's got all these lights and it's just radiating out. And they want you to recognize that and accept that. And so these angels are going to be working on you for a while and disconnecting
and
you
I can
from all these little things.
I keep getting these, I get all these signs, you know. Everywhere I walk, I find these cards. I have the angel cards. And for some reason, they're out of the box and they're all over. I'm like, what's going on? Or I'm just seeing them.
That you are loved.
Read it.
And you deserve a wonderful life and a healthy body. You deserve that.
Oh, thank you. And I will.
And you need.
I'll get beyond all this.
No, don't tell me you will. Tell me you are.
No, I am getting past this. I will,
no.
And I am.
Healthy. Say,
I am
healthy.
I am healthy. I am is the most powerful word in the world. I know.
Yes,
that,
it is.
Know.
Yeah. And you need to make sure that when you say it, you are speaking what you actually want to create.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. And I will.
Okay. And your parents love you so very, very much. And they are proud of you. They think that you've turned out to be an absolutely magnificent woman, and they are just beaming with joy and pride about you. So,
thank you.
You are welcome, sweetheart.
I know they're telling me to stop crying today. We're with you.
It's okay. Tears are one of the ways that we release, and so it's wonderful that you are releasing.
And I do all the time.
Just remember
I know
you are loved.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you calling. And, you know, call us back and let us know how the book is going.
I will. Oh, thank you. Okay. Yeah, I had a friend post up on Facebook today about this number. And I just called it as soon as I seen it. Something told me just call it. I was listening to that intuition, you know, and I called, and you guys gave me nothing but good, great news, and I love it. Thank you.
Good. Wonderful.
I'll grow and move beyond. Everything is pushing me back.
Well, remember, you've got the angels working on you, so, you know. And you're never alone, and your parents are always there, and they hear everything that you say. And
I know, I talk out loud to them.
Yeah. They answer you in your dreams a lot of times, so I don't know if you remember your dreams or not, but they are answering.
No, I don't. I have to take medicine to help me sleep at night. I'm thinking that's why I don't.
Okay. Oh, they're saying we'll start answering you in other ways, too. Maybe they'll start sending little angel cards to you. Who knows?
Yeah, they'll be all over the house. Like, they have it.
Yeah.
The box. Like, and I keep thinking it's one of my kids getting into them and tearing them off the because they're getting torn off of the cardstock, you know?
Mm-hmm.
One of them's claim your boundaries. The other one is take your time.
Yeah. And that's important.
Too. Oh, yeah. It is, too. It's very important. You have to claim your boundaries. Don't let anybody in. That doesn't...
It's about
isn't
making
pure,
yourself
you know?
The most important person in your life. That's what
yeah,
that is
about.
You have
to love who you are before anybody else can love you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, have a great day.
I will. You too, sweetie. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You make it a great day, Kate. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, Duffer Peace wants to know. She's in the chat room. And she says, there is a young man that I'm in love with. And yes, I do love him. Do you see things growing with us? I'm not chasing him or dwelling on him. I've just acknowledged it to myself. So, what are you getting for Dove for Peace and her love? And you have to make it clear.
Well, Ginger is showing me all these beautiful, beautiful hearts around Dove for Peace. That's the first thing that I saw, Barbara. All these just beautiful, beautiful hearts around her. And I'm just getting, you know, just... You've got to just value yourself first. And as far as this person, I'm getting like a maybe. I'm not getting, you know, a specific yes or no. But I'm hearing like, you know, I don't know if she's involved or she just likes him, but Ginger's saying there's going to be a new relationship that really could, you know, begin to be something that's going to develop over time and be something that she really wants. And I'm getting the angels are all around her. Her heart is being healed. And Ginger is saying there could even be like a secret admirer. Okay, but whatever relationship Ginger is talking about right now, it's going to be a beautiful, healing relationship. And she's just showing me like the universe is just shining upon you, Dove, in the area of love and romance. So just remember to continuously put out, you know, those positive thoughts and, you know, keep your emotions positive and think about exactly what you're wanting, okay? And, Barbara, that's what I have.
Okay. And here is what Jesus wants to say to you, Dove. Beloved, remember that in any relationship, it's not just about the relationship. It's not the other person that is so important in your life. And we are not saying that you do not love others and make them important. But you are also learning from relationships. So do not hesitate to look at yourself, to look at what feelings are coming up in you, whether they be feelings of joy or fears. They are showing you what you believe so that you can release the beliefs that no longer serve you. And remember that a relationship should help you to grow. Each person in a relationship should be becoming better and better and better. So if this relationship does not encourage your growth, if it leaves you feeling tired and drained, then this is not a relationship that you want to continue. Do what is for your highest good. This does not mean that you have to stop loving anybody, but it does mean that you need to love yourself. And remember that love of self It's the most important love that there is. Because if you love and accept yourself, then you can love and accept anyone. Because most people have a very difficult time loving and accepting themselves. So we want you to make sure that you are actually learning and growing in this relationship. And yes, he is wonderful. And yes, this can be phenomenal. But it's important that you make it about you, about what's important to you, about what you are learning, about who you are becoming. And yes, you will have wonderful effects on him. And that's good. But recognize the effects that he has on you. And that is what we wish for you, that you understand the importance of you. You are loved. Okay. That's what he wanted to say, Beth. And I think we are finished, but hold on. I am refreshing the page because it's been not moving. And since I'm waiting for it, of course, it takes a long time. But when I'm not waiting, it happens instantly. And there we are. And I was right. Okay. And Rose Quartz says, thank you for the beautiful messages, ladies. Okay. And Love says, that's true. It is true. Beautiful. Okay. So we got our messages. Yay. All right,
awesome.
It's been a wonderful, wonderful show. Oh, I just love the energy in this show. There was just so
much. Me too. Well, your energy had my head spinning, Barbara.
Good. It's not just me that gets the head spinning from my energy.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And I couldn't even think for about 4 seconds. I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to disconnect from that beautiful energy. You know, there's work to do here.
Well, you know, it's wonderful, and Jesus is talking about the power within and being empowered, and I'm finding that's coming up more and more in my life. And I had these dreams last night where my mother was there, and she was taking my stuff and putting it in bags and filling drawers with her clothes, and I'm like, why are you doing that? And she said, I need more space. And I'm thinking, but I should have a drawer, you know, and I'm realizing that they were showing me that I tend to give my power away. And so that was one of the examples.
Ginger, I can remind you that you've got to make sure that you stay connected with that beautiful Black Panther energy. And like I said, get ready, you know, because you're going to be expressing yourself more and more and more, and you're going to say, like, you know, I was going to go here, but, oh, my gosh, I have to do this now. It's going to be, like, such an urgency to express yourself.
Wonderful. I love that. Yes.
Yes,
all
I mean,
right,
that's so absolutely beautiful. So you've got to sort of, like, you know, you've got to set up challenges for yourself is what Ginger's saying too, Barbara. You've got to challenge yourself a little bit.
And I am doing that. I'm working on some things that are definitely challenging, and
good.
I'm seeing positive outcomes.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome, awesome.
All right.
That's
well,
amazing.
I
mean, it's amazing. You've just, since I've known you, you have been, like, changing and changing and growing and really, like, stepping into your power. At first, I feel like, you know, you were powerful, but you had so much more power within that you just didn't want to, you know, like, let it out and stuff. And you do, you know, you do what you do in such a loving way. So just Ginger saying, let that power grow and make sure that you wear that superhero, you know, shirt every now and then, you know?
Okay. Maybe I'll just get one that says, I am a superhero. No, that doesn't feel right. Okay, it'll say whatever feels right.
You are a superhero. And like you said, Ginger keeps singing, here she comes to save the day. Barbara Grace is on her way. And you're just flying in and you're just helping everyone. You have the solutions that people need, and it's just amazing.
Okay. I will keep that in mind.
Yes. She's saying you tell other people, and you've got to do that for yourself because you are that superhero. You really are, Barbara.
Oh, life is so interesting and wonderful.
It is. I mean, it just really is. And the days that we spend together like this, oh, my goodness. Like, I just feel this amazing energy that I don't get anywhere else. This is so amazing.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Well, all right. We are done for today, I think, and we will be back on Thursday. Oh, and tomorrow is Wednesday, so the Healing Hands by Shoshona show is on tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Central Time, and that's you get to experience the emotion code. So if you're interested, check that out. And that's it as far as I know. So wonderful show, DC. Thank you so much for being a part of it with me and for coming up with this idea to begin with.
I didn't come up with it. I just, you know what, Jesus felt that we both needed to help people in this respect. And I just, for once, you know, after he said, be still, I was. I can't even take the credit. I would like to take the credit. I can't, you know.
But you listened, and that was important. And you communicated. So you were important
that, you know,
part of the process.
It took a long time for me to listen, Barbara. It took a long time. So I'm getting there.
Good.
It took a lot of the Ascended Masters and the angels and Jesus, Mother Mary, but I am listening, so I'm happy with that.
Wonderful.
And I'm so thrilled. I can't believe, like, how long. We've had the show for how long now? About a year and a half, 2 years?
I have no idea. No,
it's a while, and it's, you know, it's beautiful.
It's more than 2 years, isn't it?
Wow. Totally amazing.
I think it's been, well, maybe it'll be 2 years and I don't know. It could be 3 years. I have no idea.
And Ginger's saying, you know what? Why are you worrying about it? Time is only relevant where you are anyway. Give it up. All right, Ginger.
And
we'll
the
have
show
a blessed
has evolved.
It has, and we have too, you know? We have evolved with it. So I'm so blessed.
Well, wonderful.
But I thank you. Your beautiful energy with me in these, you know, magnificent shows.
And I thank you.
Thank you. Well, Barbara, Ginger saying, do something nice for yourself today. She wants you to do something just for you.
Something just for me. Okay, I'll think on it. Tuesday is my incredibly busy day, and it doesn't end until 9 o'clock at night, and there's phone calls and meetings and all kinds of stuff. So.
Wow.
Okay. I'll find something to do.
Oh, well, you need to take a little break. A little break just for you here and there.
Okay. I can
do that. Awesome.
All right. Thank you, DC. Thank you, Ginger. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will talk to you on Thursday. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.